ready.
I like how you said you were ready, and then you did a lot of movement with that microphone over there. Let me pull this up because I want to be sure when I ask you this question. Let's see.
Okay.
Because I asked a non-Chicago person, and I want to see, got to ask a person like you who was born and raised. Is the more common phrase born and raised or born and bred?
I think born and raised.
How could somebody be born and bred? I mean, I guess you're born first, but aren't you bred first? I mean, yeah, it's like bred is like breed it. Anyway, the question is, you're familiar with the Chicago flag, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You could describe it if you had to, right? You know what it looks like.
It's blue, right?
There's some blue on it. It's white.
And white.
Yes.
You and some stars.
Thank you. All right. What color are the stars? You know that?
Red.
There we go.
Okay. All right.
Now here's my question. Can you name another city's flag?
Absolutely not.
Why is that? Why? I've been thinking about this question for the past couple of weeks. I'm like, does New York have a flag? Does LA have? I'm just thinking about metropolitan cities. Right. I'm not thinking about the small. And I'm like, how come I'm not familiar with it? And I know the Chicago flag so well.
Because when we was in grammar school, that was part of our lineup of flags.
Yeah, that's you. That wasn't a part of my lineup of flags.
Wasn't all. Yeah, it was like the United States flag, Chicago flag. And for whatever reason, I think the Canadian flag.
What?
Something like, I want to say, it's like, is it Canadian or is it different? I remember it being three flags.
It would make sense for it to be the Illinois flag, which I know is like an eagle with the Illinois thing. It's white, y'all. I've seen that flag plenty of times. I'm looking now. So, all right. Oh, all right. So, Wikipedia? Yeah. I see Phoenix has one. Not every city in Arizona has one. Only like six cities have it. California, what does LA's flag look like? A lot of cities in California got flags.
Listen, I'm not taken back as to why you don't know the flags. Because do you know all the country flags?
No, I know. What I'm saying is, it's not that I don't know. It's just I've never seen. Like, I know that every state has a flag. I can't tell you what Maryland is kind of weird. I can't tell you. I knew half the South had Confederate flags on their thing. I can tell you, I can't even tell you what New York City's flag would even look like. Like how, but I'm not, and it's not because, listen, because I've never been to that city. I've seen plenty of movies set in New York. I've seen plenty of movies.
You know what it was? I think it was the black flag. I think that's the third flag.
Oh, okay. Like the Pan African?
No.
Like,
I kept sitting here and you're like, it's a third flag.
Like, you really bent on this third flag that was up at y'all school. Isn't that there? It was only, you said grammar school, it wasn't in high school. Not like that, right?
Yeah, maybe it's the Black American flag. I don't remember.
See, just for reference, in Illinois, Chicago, Des Plaines, Springfield, and Belleville are the only cities that have flags.
Okay.
From here. Like, see, I was like, so every city don't have a flag. It just stuck out to me that, like, do other cities get flags? And why was Chicago flag so big? And I know it so well. I think a lot of people know it, though, because not only is Chicago a large metropolitan city, but if you watch wrestling, WrestleMania is coming up, CM Punk, his T-shirt design was a Chicago flag, even though he's from Lockport, Illinois. So a lot of people are familiar with what that flag looks like. They know the colors and everything. Anyway, how was your Easter? Did you do anything? Easter happened. You're looking like, oh shit, we had Easter.
That was my thought. Like that year, that was a thing. It was a day. That's all I got.
All right.
I didn't do not cooked. It rained. I didn't know it was gonna rain. I was grilling, so that was a thing.
Oh yeah, it definitely did. It definitely did.
I didn't realize it was going to rain, so I was out there like, oh, but at least I wasn't doing a whole lot. I was just grilling up some jerk chicken. Everything else I made in the house.
I visited my parents, and this sounds out of left field. I think I need to start recording my stopovers at my parents' house when my niece is there. So March 31st, not only was Easter, or Trans Visibility Day, which people really got the up in arms. I'm so glad I don't be on
social media. I heard about that too. Mm-hmm.
Like that. I was like, y'all do know Easter don't be on the same day every the same Sundays all the time, right? Y'all know this is out of work. It was also my niece's birthday. She turned 9 years old. So I go over to the house. I knock on the door. I can hear her little voice behind the door like, who is this? Is this my Uncle John? Then my day has, you know, that's going to make my day. As soon as she opened the door, I was like, then your day has been made. And she jumped into my arms and we hugged each other. So I'm hanging out with her. Two things. I told her about the WNBA games. She's game for that. And she let me know she ain't walking nowhere. I said, I would not have your ass walking 3 miles downtown. Don't worry about it. She ordered some wings. I don't know who taught this young lady, but she does not like boneless wings. She said, those are chicken nuggets. I'm not fucking with her. But she leaving way too much meat in the bones. Way too much. I'm like, fam, no, you got to do better than this. Ain't nobody spending their hard-earned money for you to be leaving all this meat, for you to be a wing connoisseur. I got to teach her better.
Chicken is expensive.
It really is. It really
is. Food is, life is expensive.
It is. And I know I'm saying this now, but I'm going to appreciate it when it's gone. I mean, I'm going to miss it when it's gone. But my mom is giving me food as I walk out this door, as if I don't have no food at the house. Oh, I had plans because they ordered some Wingstop, and the Wingstop came. It got like Uber Eats or delivery or whatever, right? They offered me some, my brothers and my niece. I was like, no, I'm good. They said, what you about to do? I said, yo, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to make me a steak, grill a steak up, some baked beans, but I'm good. My mom, she got a cake. And she's like, oh, cut you a slice of cake for you and your family and all this. I was like, all right, cool. Take some chicken, because they went and got some chicken from Jewel. I was like, I'm good. No, take some chicken. You eat dark meat. And it's weird. My mama, I'm like, you. I lived with you for a while. I think you would remember if I was like, I don't need no dark meat now. Like, are there people that do this? It's just like, if it's chicken, I only do white or only do dark. Man, I eat chicken.
I don't give a dang on what part of the chicken it is. I mean, yeah, I do. But I'm not saying dark or white meat, like running. No. Going to eat this chicken.
Listen, Jewel got this little two-piece chicken meal, and they ask you what your pieces are. And I'll forever be like, a breast and a thigh, because I'm trying to get the most meat.
Most meat, yep.
I ain't never going to say no wing and a leg, because some people, when they do their wings, be really tiny. And I ain't on there. I ain't doing all that. So she sent me home with some
something
chicken.
About a leg seems real childlike to me.
It do. We be giving Melissa the legs.
It just gives so childlike to me. That's all I know. No leg. And then wings. I need like 4-5 of them. So we can't do that. But you give me a good breast over thigh, we good.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what blew me the other day?
What?
I went to Popeyes, right?
Okay.
And I went to Popeyes because I wanted to try out their little hot wings or their little flavor wings.
Okay.
Excuse me. So I haven't seen a commercial a lot about it. I was like, you know, let me go check it out. So I go up there and I was getting a family meal, like actual, like, you know, 8-piece dinner family with the side and stuff. But I was getting the wings on the side because I just wanted to try them personally. So I go, okay, I place my order for that. And I go, can I get like the 6-piece honey lemon pepper? I think it's the most newest flavor that they have. Mm-hmm. And a dude goes, ain't no wings. And I was like, okay, but you got wings in my family box.
Yeah.
Because on the screen, it goes 2 breasts, 2 thighs, 2 legs, 2 wings, yeah, yeah, you know. So he was like, ain't no wings.
Huh. So wait. But that don't answer the question. So did you get like extra legs and breasts and thighs or something?
So in my head, I'm thinking y'all finna double up on something else, right? Because you telling me I have no wings. I was like, okay. So I get there, I pay for my food, I come home, and I'm going through the family box, and guess what's in there?
Wings?
2 wings.
Oh, okay, all right.
You told me 3 times you ain't had no damn wings, though.
Well, here's the thing. The wings for their little side, they're like buffalo wings. They cut them in half.
They cut this piece of chicken and cut the tail off and cut it up and roll it around in my sauce. In
your sauce. Yeah, they could have did that.
Stop trying to overcomplicate. Why is it? Okay, random rant. It might just be mine, but I swear to God, Popeyes be so hood.
Listen, I went to, what was it, a couple, it was like last month. I went to the Popeyes out here, and it's newer. And Sarah told me, like, yo, they have issues. And I was like, no, it shouldn't be that bad. I use the app. So I got the little wings for free, right? Mm-hmm. I drive up there. I said, oh, they said my order going to be ready around 8 o'clock. So I was like, all right, bet, say less. And I go to the door. It was like 8:45, I think it was. Go to the door, door locked. I was like, mm-hmm. All right, let me walk on the other side. Door locked. I said, but
door locked.
Mm-hmm. It's not even 9 o'clock. Why y'all? So I go through the drive through. I said, y'all got an online order. They was like, all right, pull ahead. Why they forget my chicken? Like he gave me my wings. I think I ordered the wings, a fish sandwich, and like the fries. The combo that came with that. And I ordered mm-hmm. a 2-piece or something for Sarah, and they had nothing, but they gave me like my biscuit or my side, like red beans and rice or whatever for that she wanted. I said, y'all, how you forget the chicken? I'm the only person in this line. I'm confused. So, yeah.
They are too. I just was like, in there, and it's just the attitude about it. I'm like, oh my God, I got to stop coming to this pop-up, but it's the closest one to yes. me. I'm like, and it's crazy. Way back when I first started coaching, one of my dancers' mom used to be the manager of that one. So I didn't mind them being a little hood then because I know she was going to throw an extra piece or something, you know, woo-woo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, that's a long time ago. But throughout the years, I always check to see, like, who was there. And it's always been Black. More recently, it's now Hispanics, I think, took over. And you still just as messed as
it didn't hood. Matter. Yeah. You're like, what I'm is like, going on?
Just start over. The outside of it, the ghetto, they had got the new monitors for the drive-thru. It didn't last long, about a month. Yeah. And one of them screens was already gone out, whatever. Like, what?
Listen, they must do some research. They got research.
The biggest pothole in their drive-thru. If y'all don't come get somebody to fix this damn pothole, this is dangerous.
They must do research that tell... Well, I guess they are, because I don't know if y'all read or seen where... They're going to be like Wendy's and Burger King are going to install more kiosks in their restaurants. Apparently McDonald's is something psychological that people order more using those kiosks or whatever.
Cause we don't like to talk to people for some reason.
So
you just
added more. So my thing with the screens is I'm like, I got mad when screens showed up at gas stations. I said, who paying for this? I don't need y'all to be giving me the news and weather. Cause like, this is the extra money y'all added. And when we go to the restaurants, and they got the menus that move. And I said, fam, who paying for this? Y'all could have just had the regular. I know what's on here. Y'all could have had me scan some of my phone. Y'all did not need this high tech stuff that y'all not passing the savings on us. Y'all gonna charge us more for this. So it is what it
then
is.
Then they had a wrong menu that move.
Yeah, you be
why
like,
the menu that I need to read is the one that's moving.
I feel like back in the day when you had to watch the preview channel and you missed.
Yes, it's
I gotta wait for it to come back right back around. I wanted to talk to you about time because I've been thinking about time a lot. I always think about time and time management and how we don't realize the time we have left because there's no way for you to know how much time you have left. So let me give y'all this situation that's coming up. Melissa is graduating. And her aunts are coming up from Tennessee. Her mom, her grandparents are excited for this and everything. And I was telling Sarah, I said, so where are we going to eat afterwards? Sarah says, oh, I'm going to ask Melissa. I tell Sarah, don't ask Melissa. Because for those, y'all don't know, Melissa will pick an Asian restaurant, right? And I was like, that's fine and dandy when it's your birthday and it's all about you, but you're going to have people and you guys need to go to a restaurant where everybody can get something they like, right? I said, you can do that one-on-one. Fast forward a couple of weeks, I'm asking her, you pick the place. She says, well, Melissa wants to go hang out with her friends afterwards. And I'm looking like, huh? So she's like, I told my sisters, they're cool with it. I said, your sisters want to come all the way up here from Tennessee to watch her march and then be done with it. Then I was like, well, what's your parents say? A couple of weeks later, Pat, they fine with it. And I said, okay, y'all do know this is the only granddaughter y'all got. This is the only niece y'all have. Nobody cares about college. Like, not nobody cares, but when you graduate college, that's not a thing. You know, but high school is the last time where this child, quote unquote, is a child.
It's not a thing?
No, when you graduate college, you might do a barbecue. You're not going out to dinner with your parents and friends and stuff like that because you might be in a different city. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you graduate in Atlanta, everybody got to go to Atlanta or whatever, if they just for that. High school is in that everybody graduate college. High school is you here. That's what I'm saying. And this thing is, you don't know what's happening in the next 4 years. God forbid her grandmother, grandfather pass away.
Yeah.
You're here now. Take advantage of the now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? But it's they side of the family. So I just like, listen, I'm not going to say nothing, but I feel like y'all might regret not doing a dinner. And I'm like, she graduated at 9 in the morning. We could just go out for lunch. It's not a big thing. Or
like,
that.
Like, she didn't want to invite her friends out to dinner, lunch, whatever.
Who, man, listen.
Why your friends ain't with their family? Why is nobody with their family?
That's what I thought about. Like, has things changed that much? I'm going to give you an example that things really haven't changed that much. She wanted to go to a movie tonight. She was telling Sarah, like, yo, it's going to be at 10:20. Sarah's like, why are y'all going to the movie so late? And I said, and Sarah was hesitant. Like, I don't know. You're not going to come in until like midnight. I got to work. I don't want to be up late, blah, blah. I'm thinking it's the movie.
She's going to come in after midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's the movie theater across the street. She's like,
of course not.
No, because they're not. I don't think they're playing it. Plus, the girl who's taking us, her ex worked there. Things don't be changing, y'all. Like, it don't matter what generation. You be trying to avoid the ex for whatever reason. You be like, nah, I'm good. I ain't going over there. Anything else for? Oh,
That's funny. What they trying to see at the theater?
Some scary movie. I don't know what the scary movie is to this.
At 10:20.
Yes. So I should see what movie is out. I don't know if it's the Sydney Sweeney movie, but that's like about a nun, right?
I have no idea. I don't think I've heard of that movie.
Let's see. What's in theaters? It's not Monkey Man. I know that's not much. The Beast, maybe? That looked like it might be scary. The First Omen. That's probably what they're going to watch. I'm pretty sure none of these kids watch the original Omen either. They was like, no, this is the first one. I'm like, no, they just put that in the title. That's not the first one. All right. Did you listen to Beyonce, Cowboy?
Of course I did.
Give me your thoughts. How were you feeling? Did you buy a cowboy hat?
Did I buy a
cowboy hat. Did you get your little cowboy?
No, but I accidentally have a cow, like an outfit that I feel like works if she had a concert. Like, I didn't even intentionally do it. So I was on Shein. And they had like this jean romper, right? Mm-hmm. And like the little buttons is cinching at the waist, it's shorts. It's really cute. It's got the little distress on there, everything. And I put it on. I was like, this is kind of cute. And my friend was like, it's giving Beyonce. And I looked, I was like, it is for real. Like, if I got some little cowboy boots. So if she happened to go on tour again, I got an outfit. But I am enjoying Cowboy Carter. I actually think I enjoy Cowboy Carter a little bit more than I did Renaissance.
I am too so far. I want to sit with the album a little bit more because she's doing a lot on this album. So
it's a two-parter, if you ask me. It's like country, western, slowy ballads. The first half. Hood country at the end. Like I think
once you got once you get to spaghetti, it starts to pick up and you're like, all right, let's go.
And you can also tell, so rumor has it that this was created before she created Renaissance.
Yes.
But when you get to the second half of the songs, I was like, before I heard that, I was like, oh, this sounds like Renaissance. Like, it's giving more how Renaissance was produced or put together. And then when I heard that, I said, yeah, that makes sense. Because you went from this, like somebody said, if you play this going straight into
The last song of Renaissance will bleed right into the first song of this. And then I just recently heard that the last song, Amen, is the last song. If you play it on a loop, Amen finishes, the last note is the first note of Requiem for America or American Requiem. I can't remember what the first song is called. But that's why I want to sit with it more. Because I'm like, oh, there's so much to this album and all these styles and genres she's doing on this album.
Mama was giving me opera. Like,
yes.
Beyonce said, I'm gonna give you everything and more. Yeah, do you have any favorite songs yet? Or
I like Spaghetti. I like Yaya, River Dance.
Yaya is giving Tina Turner.
Yeah, Yaya, I feel like that's what she's gonna open the show up with. Because of how, like, yeah. you know, hi, yeah, Beyonce, you're swell. And, like, welcome to this Chitlin Rodeo. Bodyguard is dope. What else? I should pull up this list. let me see.
It's some bangers on this. I can't even be mad at her.
No, like, I was surprised. I know
we're looking at it, but, like, I still like Texas Hold'em. I still like 16 Carriages. So, like, off jump, you got them two songs.
Yeah. Blackbird. I like that remake. I would tell you what I didn't enjoy as much, Jolene. I wish she would have done, because for those who haven't heard it, she redoes Dolly Parton's Jolene, but not from a position of vulnerability. It's like, you don't want to catch these hands, so don't mess with my man.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's done that better. Ring the Alarm is a little bit better. And also, but I also felt she'd been vulnerable before, like on Sandcastles. So it's not like she hasn't been that. And I thought that because Beyonce is Beyonce in this level of star, she could have took Jolene to another level the same way Whitney did with I'll Always Love You, which is a Dolly Parton song too.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad song. I just didn't like, I was like, oh, you about to fight her. Okay. All right. I guess.
You're about to fight her. Well,
oh, Alligator Tears too.
My favorite songs on the album thus far would be Two Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus.
Yep, I think that's a good duet.
Levi Jeans with Post Malone.
I think that's going places.
Yaya, River Dance, Two Hands to Heaven, Tyrant.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those. And I said Alligator Tears. As well, it was too close to Jolie. I like that song too. I don't mean that, like, I didn't like Alligator Tears. That felt like a real country song to me. Yeah, I want to sit with this album. I think it has a long tail. I can see this winning album of the year, and then the discussion that's going to bring.
Man,
I see my little thumbs up. I got Yaya, two Hands to Heaven, Sweet Honey Bucking is thumbs up. I put on there too.
It's really the second half of Two Hands to Heaven. Ooh, child, when that transition happened, I was like, girl, where we get here?
Mm-hmm.
How we get to, we got to like R&B or something. Like, it was giving the end of, oh my God, what's that Beyonce song? Rocket. Like, Rocket, oh, yeah, she just kind of go off at the end. Like, that's kind of what it gave me the vibe of.
Yeah, it was a good album. It goes by quick.
I'm enjoying it thus far.
Yeah, I mean, don't be intimidated by the 27 tracks, because it's probably like 15 songs, because it's a lot of interludes on here. It's a lot of interludes. We got Rumi Carter on here talking about, mama, can I hear the lullaby? But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by this. And it feels like a Beyonce album more than a country album, but there's some country on here. What else I got on this list? Let's see. Oh, did you see the iHeart Awards? Radio Awards. Beyonce showed up.
Some clips.
Yeah, Beyonce was there. They gave her like the Innovator of the Year award. They feel like they made up an award, but she showed up for it. Stevie Wonder presented it with her. And that's when we learned Stevie Wonder played the harmonica on
one of these songs. Mm-hmm.
I think Jolene. And I saw a couple of performances. I saw Ludacris go through some hits with T-Pain.
I saw that, but was it only like one T-Pain song? I feel like he was out there for a second.
He was. I'm like, are you just his hype man? What are we doing here? I saw TLC, and I feel like
Lotto?
I know.
I was just like, nothing. Y'all know Lotto, my girl, but Lotto? If y'all don't call him Lil Mama, I can't see nobody else at this one other than Lil Mama.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, Lil Mama should have just, she ain't doing nothing, y'all. Like, I promise y'all.
And it wouldn't have been no bad, you know, talk about afterwards, because everybody genuinely enjoyed her as Left Eye.
Yes.
And even when she did whatever award show she came out with them on, or whatever that was, when she actually performed it live with them, I was like, man, if y'all really want to do TLC again, this is your look.
Yeah, this works. I just, you know, I worry about T-Boss, because the sickle cell looked like it's sickle selling. And but I was glad that she was out there and she was able to perform the song. Chili be out there looking great too, though. I mean, she looks great.
Chili looked like 1992. Like, she really just looked like herself.
Oh, is it going to be, because Chili's older, because we could put up a list of women in that R&B lane that don't seem to age. Like, because I don't want to put Beyonce looks great. Don't get me wrong. But Beyonce has gotten thicker. So she don't look like young Beyonce, because this look like mama.
I think she's thinner now.
I didn't watch the what's name. I just seen her upper body. So I got to see.
Yeah, I feel like she's thinner now than her younger year. Beyonce.
Nah, Crazy in Love, she was really thin. Is it Crazy in Love where she's thin? Or I'm thinking about Bootylicious, which when she was still funny. Y'all remember she put the little teeth in?
I think the difference is Beyonce was hippie. Like, she used to have hips back in the day. And now I feel like she's not as hippie. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Maya is one that will be on this
Maya's
list.
Maya's definitely one. Ashanti would be the other one.
Yes, who is still trying to hide this pregnancy.
Girl, stop. You ain't never been this coverage your whole damn career. That's how we know you're pregnant.
Yeah, like, what is he doing?
But I ain't never seen Ashanti this covered.
Oh, my bad. I shouldn't have left. I just brought a Beyonce. Vulture did predictions for Act 3.
Okay.
What do you want me to go through these, or do you have any ideas before I go through any of these?
I'm thinking rock. That was my initial. I was like, she's going to go rock probably. And I guess because it makes sense to go from country, and you know. And then my other part was, well, maybe she might be traditional and just give us an honest R&B album, like true R&B.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
And that was it. That's all I had.
Okay. They have one, B and Company. Could Act 3 be a Destiny Child album? Who was rumored to be on the demo of 16 Carriages? Is that the rumor?
I heard that rumor too. I want to say no, because that is a collective album and these acts are Beyonce albums.
Okay.
Unless she doing like each one of them is featured on the song, like they're featured. But to have all of them, five of them, that's a DC 5 album. So I don't think that would be a Beyonce album.
Is that the name you would go with? I saw people saying that they got to change the name so Matthew don't get no money, because he owns the Destiny Child's name. And then they have Lovers Rock Reggae. I can't see her doing reggae. I think we might as well save it for if and when Rihanna ever shows up. I can't see her doing punk, which is on this list. Let me see what else is on here. A whole record that sounds like Sweet Dreams. No. The Pure Opera. No. I don't think she would waste time with, not waste time, but like she wouldn't do that as an album. I could see an EP of her trying to show y'all these, I can do these arias, right.
But I want to see an album. And I hate to tell you, Beyonce, I don't think that one would do so well.
This is future pop music. The musical, Act 3, the musical.
No, that includes her acting.
What did I just? Do we forget?
You know what I like? Give me back. Give me another hip opera, Carmen. That's Beyonce. Woo child.
Pure opera, a return to her Carmen Jones roots. All right. There's just some ideas, because I'm trying to see what other it. Because she gave us a soul album. Or Neo Soul. Could Beyonce do Neo Soul? Or is the voice too big to do a Neo Soul album?
I do be like, Beyonce don't know how to be simple for shit. Especially now. Especially her now.
Could she do a disco album? I mean, I guess the Renaissance is more, but not really like full disco. It's a bunch of dance. I was saying, could she do a 70s soul album? Like a Vay Diana Ross would have gave us in like 73 or something like that.
That's why I said R&B.
Yeah.
Like true R&B, not like hip hop R&B, like true R&B.
But do you want her to pick an era? You know how like Bruno Mars and them be like,
I was just,
or Victoria Monet, she even has some throwback soul on that last her
but
album
too.
You
know too. What? She can go like you did on this album. You had like ballad country.
Ooh, what if country. She? What if she
can go through like 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s R&B styles.
I would love that. I would love for Beyonce to start in the 50s with like, wait a minute, Mr. Post, that type of style, going through all of it and get into that. All right, Beyonce, hit me up.
Beyonce, hit us up, because that's actually a good I kind of like.
Starting there. Oh, you know what would be dope if she did that, though? If she started in the 50s and ends in 97 or late 90s when Destiny's Child starts. Because she's like, I gave y'all that part. Y'all already heard me do these 90s type of R&B, but you never heard me on New Jack Swing, which would be like late 80s or early.
That's true. That's cute. That's a cute idea. I'm not mad at it.
Escape is having some issues, man. It looks like Latasha is going
to... Don't sit down.
She wants to sue Escape and...
I'm confused about this suing. Because she's suing for the use of the name, right? Because yes. Supposedly she owns it as well as her sister Tamika owns it.
Yes.
So if Tamika is saying it's okay, because she's actually saying, I don't understand how you still suing. Do both parties have to say yes? Then they continued touring last year on Escape, and you didn't have no problem with that.
Yeah. So Latasha Scott, through her attorney, is claiming that Live Nation, Mona Scott Young's Mona B Entertainment Group, are interfering with her rights as one half of the trademark owner of the Escape brand. So it's saying she was blindsided by the news that Escape has signed a contract for a nationwide tour without her. So, but again, are they supposed to let you know? Because to me, if outside looking in, if you are one half, aren't you just worried about if you don't need your sister's approval, aren't it just like, well, I get a cut? Right? Shouldn't it just been that? Is she upset that she didn't get any?
You're not getting no cut, and you ain't out here singing your shoe.
You can't use my name. I think that's how she coming at it. Yes, she says Mona Scott was well aware of the trademark situation, being that Latasha had to agree to its use in the past. How? All right, let's do this. How is there not like an XS3 or XC3? If it's just going to be three of them, that way we don't have to deal with
the. They have Escape 3.
Is with the one three that, with a set of an E or something like that?
Yeah, but I think that is specifically Tiny, Tamika, and Tasha. Because it was them three that was going, you know. So I think that's just them. I don't know if that's something Katie can go under. But yeah, make another one. So I heard somebody say, go ahead and just put a D at the end and be escaped from
That's good. That's good.
And that means, you know, that's when Tasha ain't in the group.
No. That's good. That's good. real quick, this Good Times Netflix show, it doesn't look. Here's the thing. The animation didn't do it for me. The plot doesn't do it for me. And the jokes didn't land for me. The crack baby selling jokes. At first,
I was like, okay, you ever be like having a thought about something and you keep your thought to yourself because you think you might be completely opposite of everybody else?
Yeah, you're like, all right, never mind. I don't want to feel like defending my thought, my opinion. Yeah, so
I was watching a little trailer and I was uncomfortable with it. And I was like, I don't think I like this. And then I was like, no, Michelle, maybe it's trying to be like Boondocks-y. Like, you know, I'm like, we like Boondocks, so... Okay, yeah. And I just can't watch it. I'm like, but something about this ain't sitting well with me. And so after I watched it, I went to the comments, and everybody was like, no, I don't like this. And I was like, oh, I was thinking people going to be like, yeah, because in my head, I was like, y'all going to take this like Boondocks, and everybody likes Boondocks. So yeah, okay, people going to like it. I ain't going to say shit about it. I went through them damn comments, and damn near nobody was like it.
Yeah, it was Steph Curry, Seth MacFarlane, I forgot who else was on there. Was like the executive producers. And then, of course, we got Yvette Nicole Brown or Nicole Yvette Brown.
I love her. Why? Because everybody like Boondocks.
I think that it just, to me, that trailer did not do a good job of conveying that this is going to be satire or it's parody or it's funny. That's what it was. I'm always looking for the jokes. And I'm like, these jokes are just too simple and too plain. And then I was thinking to myself, well, if this is going to be Good Times, how 30 years later, and I'm not saying there aren't families who've been in the hood for 30 years or the project for 30, probably they are. But I had gave up on Good Times when Thelma got with the Chicago Bear football player and then he got his leg broke. And I was like, are you serious? But from what I understand, the last episode, they all moved out. So how can another generation of Evans be back there? What are we doing? Oh man, but I might watch an episode or two just to see if I was right. I don't like the people being like, oh man, you got to give it a chance. I was like, well, no, I really don't. I just because I'm not talking bad about the show. I'm just saying the trailer didn't make me want to go watch the show. The show might be great, but the trailer didn't do a good job of giving me hope that it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Speaking of great or good or nah, what were your thoughts on this reunion?
Real Housewives reunion. Did you take notes?
Yeah, I have to. I know when this started. Let's start at the beginning. I like Andy. I don't love Andy. I like him because I think he's messy. But him trying to be like, can we have a path for it to take some accountability? I said, fam, your show don't work if everybody on the same accord. Like, you need these people.
Well, you do need them too, but usually the shows is like, oh, we have something, we have an issue, we talk through, we get past it, we move on. There's no moving on in this group. So it is kind of hard to watch the show when nobody can stand each other.
There needs to be a balance. I agree with that. And where they're at right now, I wish it could be like, fam, this ain't going to work if y'all can't shoot with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's another thing I got before we go too deep into the show. And I got to talk to man. This ain't for you. What I'm about to say, the swallowing thing makes no sense to me. As a heterosexual man, it makes no sense to me because from my perspective, I want the woman I'm having sex with to enjoy the shit we do. So when Ashley Darby sits there and says, I keep it in my mouth until he falls asleep. If me and Ashley are having sex and she's like, yo, I don't swallow, but you can finish in my mouth. By all means, sweetie, get up and spit that shit out so we can come back and talk until we fall. What are we doing? I'm not like, keep it in your mouth. I'm not tired yet. Like, and the tail was like, well, Michael's probably old. I said, so every time? And what's she going to do when she meets somebody young? I mean, Vernon Davis, I'm not saying they're being with each other. RIP to his brother, Vontae, who just passed away. Oh, I think he's, but what? That's not a good skill. That's silly to me to be like, what? And it's silly for him to, do you request this? Just keep it in your mouth till I fall asleep. Like, get your ass up. How quick are we going to sleep after sex? Like, what is going on?
First of all, why are you not going to the bathroom afterwards? Because that's what you need to be doing anyway.
Exactly. Go take a pee. Come back. What are you going to pretend like you swallowed it, I guess, to finish it. It was silly. I wasn't surprised that Mia was back to doing her old tricks because she got a new old man. You want to start there? Because Mia really didn't do too much in this episode. But the Gordon shit blows me. Well, first of all, remember we was watching, because I know you do. We watched Love and Hip Hop Miami. Mm-hmm. And Amara was having a whole fit that her baby daddy, Allen, was out here entertaining the Haitians and showing them how to dance. And they was like, yo, this is disrespectful. If what Allen was doing was disrespectful, what is Mia doing with, I got the shoulders, I got the legs out, you like, okay, I love you, bye-bye. And here Gordon asks, hey, man, how you doing?
In my face, bitch, but in my face. Yeah.
Yo, and dude had to be like, I see you with the black on. Hey, man, you know I had to do. I said, what are we doing? I love how they ended on that this man still thinks that this might be his kid. To me, it was giving, what's the old show we was watching? The Game. When The Game took the break and we was like, fam, she should have been found out if that's her baby or not. We can move on from this situation. And it's the same situation. Listen.
We want to know who the father is?
Exactly. By the time Gordon got whiff or Ink got whiff that this may or may not be my child, we can end this now. We ain't got to go to sleep with this on our mind. And I'm here for Mia correcting Andy. Do you think Andy was being shady or old school when he called Ink a DJ? Because nobody's spinning records no more at the radio station. They all are radio personalities.
Yeah, I just think he was just being old. Like, you just used to calling them a DJ.
Yeah. All right. The Giselle Candace situation. You got any thoughts? Let's go to one.
I love how Candace then 10 toes down. She had everything.
Where did she go? To Kinko's, Office Max, to get them boards printed up? Where did she go?
Jeez, it would just tickle me when she was like, I've been a devil. I've been new. She was like, yep, yep. Still stand on that. Yep.
Yeah, I'm taking that back. Yeah, what else? You missed one. Like,
listen, dead ass. Oh, no, but I ain't going to hold you. Giselle must have known, like, oh, my seat taken. I need to come in harder.
Yes.
Because the way she was giving it to Candace a little bit, though, on the, oh, here come the tears. Are we going to cry? I was like, yeah. Come on, because I said the same goddamn thing over here. Like, girl, what is you about to cry for?
I don't know. And if we don't get a resolution between these two,
it don't matter now.
No, that's what I was going at. I was like, I think she should have held off and waited till all the parts aired. Cause now I'm like, oh well, it doesn't matter if y'all get, you gone.
Here's what I'm gonna take though. A Carlos King interview.
From who the interview?
Candace.
Oh, okay.
I feel like after all of this, like after we watched the reunion and shit, I could see her being on a Carlos King interview.
Okay. Yep. I can see that. Hopefully we get some of that.
I've been wanting Candace gone for quite some time, but I'm actually sad that she's leaving this year, like this upcoming, because Robin's going to be gone. And I really wanted to see Giselle have to deal with somebody without your sidekick. Without her
friend. Yeah. Yeah. That'd have been nice.
Like I really hate that because, you know, her and Karen is cool. Ashley is cool. Wendy and her can probably get past whatever they got going on. And her and Mia cool. So like, and her and NECA cool. So like, where is that moment where you got to take some accountability? You understand? Or you got to be able to maneuver with Candace without your BFF. Because anytime you talk to Karen, you low key be on Candace and Wendy's side. Majority of the time. Hey. She's talking about riding the fence. She don't. She be looking over the fence a little bit.
I watched this on Peacock, which if you're not really into live television, like you don't have to watch it Sunday night, you're not with the timeline, or you just like to watch it twice, go to Peacock because the cursing is there and it's hilarious to watch these women curse.
Is it?
Yeah, but they did bleep out the blogger's name. Like, so remember when there was a part where Andy asked Candace a question? And Candace was like, no, because that's one of Robin's little blogger friends. I ain't answering that. And so that's why they bleeped out the name. Because at first I was like, wait, they're supposed to be cursing. How come they ain't cursing? Speaking of Robin, this is my thing. If I'm Andy, she got to go. You know, allegedly, but you got to go. Your husband knows the rules. He ain't been here in 4 years. He up here making you look silly. I do appreciate when Andy asks, try to take a poll. On the ladies, like, do y'all believe? I forgot if it's Karen or whoever said, it ain't up to us. She believe it. And that's who was important to.
They all start agreeing, like, it don't even matter.
So Carlos King said Juan Dixon is the most disrespectful husband. He was talking to Dr. Heavenly from Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. Because here's the thing about life.
I agree.
You know she is going in front of a firing squad. You can miss me with that whole.
Wendy
said
it. Wendy was dead ass when she said, like, he knew that you was finna come up here and be the one criticized. Why would he not come up here and take some of the blows and punches with you? And he just got you out here fending for yourself. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah, he can miss me with the whole.
And the reason she in this situation is because of him.
Yeah, it ain't nothing new. You can miss me with the whole, like, oh, I don't watch the show. Here's the thing about life. You have to be there for your partner. Especially when there's some shit they don't want to do. Like anytime if I ask Sarah, like, yo, we got to go to this family thing or we got to go to this friend gathering. And she's like, I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm not leaving your side. So you ain't got to mingle with nobody you don't want to mingle to. Blah, blah. I'll be there. I'll kick it with you. For this man not to show up 4 years in a row. And each year it's gotten worse for his wife. It's kind of worse. She just looked dumb. And be like, no, it's cool that he said she was beautiful because blah, blah. And I was like, what is going on here? I don't get it.
She was just like, I don't understand how you don't know you look stupid. I don't know how you don't understand the things that you say sounds crazy. Because if your friend, if you was getting this information from what's that girl named, Giselle, you'd be like, girl, no, this don't sound right. Any other friend you hearing this from, you will not be agreeing. Yeah. So, well, he showed me some proofs to make me believe that. Girl, you sound dumb. That man is cheater, okay?
Yeah, and I like what that was. Candace was like, it's hypocritical for Robin to have such big expectations for her co-stars, but she was failing to be transparent herself. She always looks dumb when she tries to be like, well, no, I didn't cover it up. And she's like, you put that behind a Patreon paywall. What are you talking about? Nobody knew what was going on. And then you did it because you knew you looked dumb. And you're like, well, if I look dumb, I'm going to make some money off of this. So I don't
know. No, you thought everybody wasn't going to hit because maybe you're, I don't know how deep your Patreon is, but
all it takes is one person.
It's just going to be y'all.
Yeah. Yep.
Ain't nobody really going to say too much about it. It ain't just the, but look, somebody was like, and here we go.
Yeah. You can just take that little clip and I'll post that up. What's going to happen to me? Y'all going to kick me out of here? I'm trying to see if there was anything else from that episode. I mean, I'm looking forward to part two with the husbands. See, even if Chris could show up, he got to sit
Chris
in front of...
Chris show up every year. Sit next to his wife, okay?
Yeah, if he
don't
can
play
show up.
No games.
He can show up. Who do they say there's a rumor that old girl's supposed to be on Atlanta? Phelan? Are you here for that? It's
like, on what now?
So... fans are convinced that Phelan is joining Real Housewives of Atlanta for season 16. That was the one who Portia took her
husband. I know who Phelan is. Okay. But they already announced the cast, I thought, for...
Oh, I didn't see this.
I thought it was Sheree, it's Drew, it's Kenya, it's Portia, it's Shamia, and it's one other girl that I don't know.
See if I can find... Oh, my goodness. I put Real Housewives season 16 cast. I ain't put no city. Like, I was just like, yo, y'all figure it out. See if I can see any of this. I would enjoy Phelan to be on there. I see a potential premiere. I don't see anything concrete, but that sounds like a decent cast. Maybe they'll throw, I don't know. Does Phelan have
and Sheree supposedly supposed to be friend of? I don't know.
That makes sense. New York, are we done with the...
I'm just happy it ain't no Marlo. Okay, go ahead.
New York had an earthquake today. How you feel about that?
Yes, I heard. And somebody, they was on the TikToks. And I guess the Californians was like, oh, okay, I got an earthquake. And the New Yorkers like, nigga, we got an earthquake. Okay,
yeah.
Y'all sit here. Y'all get used to this shit. We ain't used to this shit.
You know what it reminded me of? The episode of Fresh Prince. Where they had the earthquake and he was like, the ground moved. That don't happen in Philly. Like, what is y'all talking about? That's a great episode. Did you see that Will Smith says he hates the Fresh Prince song? Because it's the theme song is his biggest song. I was like, but you might hear it a lot. It's not like you got to perform it. I don't know if I've ever, maybe he did it once. Like, you don't got to perform that song.
He do it every so often. Yeah, but like, sir, be quiet.
Then they had to shut their little charity down. Because I guess donations went down after he slapped old dude. I mean, Chris Rock, I don't know what I call him. Like, whoa, dude.
Not old dude. Put some respect on his name, honey.
Yeah. And then he got that movie coming out. So we got that to look forward to. And that's about it. I'm trying to think if there was anything else before we get out of here. Candace Owens, I don't care about no Candace Owens. Will Smith supports Fresh Prince, Elizabeth Hanna. What is coming back first? When is Bel Air coming back? When is P-Valley coming
Excellent
back?
Excellent question. I just saw something that said P-Valley was canceled. Now, I didn't check to see if that was legit.
I haven't seen anything like that.
I was scrolling and I saw something that said P-Valley was canceled. And I was like, uncancel it. I don't know what to tell you.
I think I got to watch Harlem now. Because season 3 got like
I
Gail
like I
Bean
watch
on there.
Harlem now too.
And Logan Browning and Robin Givens and Gail Bean. I was like, I like all three. And Coffee Cool. I like all these people.
I said it because of Coffee. I was like, oh, Coffee up. Now I got to go watch Harlem.
I was like, damn.
And I ain't seen Logan in nothing in quite some time.
Yeah, because that last season of Dear White People as a musical was not.
Mm-mm. I didn't watch that last season.
I couldn't even finish it.
The last thing, I mean, that probably was the last thing she was on. But my memory goes back to, Hit the Floor.
Oh, yeah. That was, what was that on?
VH1.
Yeah, with the breakfast. Not the breakfast. Love and Hip Hop. Dude, listen, for a second, I don't know what happened, but they used to have like the Love and Hip Hops going. The Basketball Wives was picking up, but both of those things. And then they had scripted dramas with Hit the Floor and Single Ladies.
Yeah.
I felt like they could have coasted with that. They could have coasted, and I don't know what happened. Let's see.
Well, Single Ladies tipped the fan between Lisa Ray and Stacey Dash, so that was the thing. They added LaToya Luckett, I believe, and that didn't last very long. Hit the Floor, I just felt like they had nowhere else to go.
Yeah. So
they did the last thing, they had like Tiana Taylor or something. Like, it just They didn't know what else to do with themselves.
Tiana Taylor going through some things right now too, boy. She's saying that Iman be having the ladies over. It's divorce season again, y'all. Chance the Rapper and them getting divorced.
Sasha Banks. I just saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know much about y'all relationship, but I ain't see that coming.
He really gave us that horrible album all about how much he loved this woman. And everybody's like, what is this? And I explained when we did the studio flow that no matter how much you love your partner, nobody's going to love your partner that way. Well, so you can't really like make a song about it. You got to make it relatable. But it was really all about this woman. For Logan Brown, and she was in a movie 2019 called Perfection, but Dear White People went to 2021. She was in Young Justice as a voice, that DC show. And she was in The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. In 2022, she played college Penny Proud as the voice.
Oh, okay. I guess Kyla couldn't do it.
Yeah, I guess she sounds older. They both look young. They both look young, so I guess that's it. I was like, I gotta watch Harlem.
I kind of do. They didn't cancel the Run the World, and I actually like that one.
I did too. Let's see. The girls are fighting. Glorilla lets the chopper spray on JT. Didn't Glorilla just say all the girls need to be cool? I'm confused.
She said something like, "Me and JT, you know, we don't get along, but like we don't have no beef," or whatever she was saying. But I guess JT must have replied back, maybe.
JT responds to a comment about the rumor her and Glorilla got into a fight. She never slapped me ever. I've been said she didn't. She the one that went radio silent, played into, released a song about slap rap bitches. Now it's female unity. Corny. Man, the rappers are beefing. The comedians are beefing.
And everybody beefing.
We just in April, man. this is just April.
Is spring on time? Because I feel like
it's stuck in traffic.
I'm like, we getting a lot of rain. I'm like, April shower.
It snowed spring flowers. Yesterday or today? When did it snow? Wednesday?
It was some flurries. Yeah. All next week supposed to be in the 60s.
Hurry up. let me see if I'm looking at anything else. Like, Amanda Seals. We already talked about her. All right. That is it. We're recording on a Friday. And I always have to let y'all know. When y'all be like, how come it went up on Sunday and not Saturday? I'm like, that's why. Because I got to edit. Oh, speaking of editing. And yesterday I was damn near late for work trying to transfer over the Love and Hip Hop files. Right? Mm-hmm. So I got to edit on my iPad. And I get in the car, get 2 3/4 of ways to work and realize I left my backpack. So I was like, I did all that work to transfer it over and I couldn't do it. I get to work today. I have everything moved over. And for us, I have to grab microphone one, which is what I'm on. You're on USB. And the sound pad is which the news and rumors come in. And I'm doing Atlanta and I'm editing. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot to grab the phone track, which is what I played Benzino on. So I got to remember to throw that shit up. Because that's happened before where I've edited a podcast and I'm like, why is there a large gap of space here? I was like, oh, I'm missing a track. I was like, why were we both quiet? Why would we have been quiet for this damn long? That don't make any sense. All right, that is the episode, guys. You can tweet me at one on and only. You can tweet Shell.
You can follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snapchat at iMeals with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515AF. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace, she says.
Bye.